以斯拉记。
Please turn to the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第二章。
Ezra chapter 2.
以斯拉记第二章，从第一节读起，我读给弟兄们听。
I'll start reading from verse one.
巴比伦王尼布加尼撒从前掳到巴比伦之犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳到之地回耶路撒冷和犹大，各归本城。他们是同着所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、尼西米、希莱亚、利莱亚、莫迪改、毕山、米斯巴、比格瓦、伊利红巴拿回来的。
Now these were the people of the province who came from those captive exiles whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had carried captive to Babylonia. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, all to their own towns. They came with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reelaiah, Mordecai, Bilshai, Mizpah, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
When the seventh month came, and the Israelites were in the towns, the people gathered together in Jerusalem.
然后第八节，百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿的地方。第二年二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、约撒达的儿子耶稣亚和其余的弟兄，就是祭司、利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造。
Verse 8. In the second year after their arrival at the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jozadak, made the beginning, together with the rest of their people, the priests and the Levites, and all who had come to Jerusalem from the captivity, they appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to have the oversight of the work on the house of the Lord.
十二节，然而许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎，也有许多人大声欢呼。
Verse 12. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of families, old people who had seen the first house on its foundations, wept with a loud voice when they saw this house, though many shouted aloud for joy.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
犹大和便雅悯的人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇。
When the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the returned exiles were building a temple to the Lord, the God of Israel,
就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长，对他们说：“请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神，与你们一样。自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们常祭祀神。”
They approached Zerubbabel and the heads of families and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we worship your God as you do, and we have been sacrificing to him ever since the days of King Esarhaddon of Assyria who brought us here."
第三节，但所罗巴伯、耶稣亚和其余以色列族长对他们说，我们建造神的殿与你们无干，我们自己为耶和华以色列神协力建造，是照波斯王古列所吩咐的。
Verse 3. But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the rest of the heads of families in Israel said to them, "You shall have no part with us in building a house to our God, but we alone will build to the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus of Persia has commanded us."
第四节，那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候，使他们的手发软，扰乱他们。
Verse 4. Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build.
第六节。
Verse 6.
在亚哈水鲁才登基的时候，上本控告犹大和耶路撒冷的居民。
Verse 6. In the reign of Ahasuerus, in his accession year, they wrote and the accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem.
23节.
Verse 23.
亚达学斯王的上谕读在利宏和书记申帅
Then, when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and the scribe Shimshai and their associates, they hurried to the Jews in Jerusalem and by force and power made them cease.
于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大利乌第二年。At
that time, the work on the house of God in Jerusalem stopped and was discontinued until the second year of the reign of King Darius of Persia.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。So
we'll stop our reading for now.
弟兄姊妹现在都知道，我们这一次聚在一起，目的是要继续我们曾经过一个周末在这一同来看教会的复兴史。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you know that today we'll continue what we began looking at the revival history of the church, something we started quite a while ago.
教会的复兴史是很长的一部历史。
Now, the history of the revival of the church is a long history.
我们需要圣灵来解释这些历史。
We need the Holy Spirit to explain to us history.
我们不只要知道历史，我们也要知道那个历史的解释是什么。
Not only do we need to know what happened, but we need to understand why it happened.
所以我们就从旧约里面找到一段的圣经。And
so we found this segment in the Old Testament.
特别是以斯拉记、尼希米记，还有撒该书、哈该书、撒加利亚书，还有以斯帖记。And
a number of books: Ezra, Nehemiah, Zechariah, Haggai, and Esther.
这五卷书称作恢复的书卷。Now
these five books were called the books of recovery.
那为什么我们要来看这五卷的书呢?
Why is it that we want to look at these five books?
其实我们不深入这五卷的书。Actually,
we're not going to go deep into these five books.
但是这五卷的书呢，是给我们看见教会复兴史的一个大概的轮廓。But
these five books give us an outline of the history of the church revival.
那旧约以色列人的故事和教会的故事怎么会连在一起呢?
Or church recovery. How do we connect the Old Testament with church history?
我们如果读旧约历史，读旧约的，我们如果读旧约这五卷的恢复的书卷。
If we read these five books of the Old Testament,
我们就知道以色列人曾有一度被掳到巴比伦去。
We learn that at one point in time, the Israelites were taken captive to Babylonia.
过了70年以后，神又把他们带回来。
And after 70 years, God led them back to Palestine.
那这段历史当然是很悲痛的历史。And
of course, it was a painful history to the Jews.
因为有70年之久，以色列这棵树连根被拔，抛到很遥远、很遥远的巴比伦。It
was painful because for 70 years, Israel, like a tree, was uprooted and carried away to a far country.
在那个以前100年，有10个支派被掳到亚述去。
And 100 years earlier, 10 tribes of the northern kingdom were carried away.
亚述就是今天伊拉克的北部。Now
Assyria lies to the north of Iraq of today.
而这个巴比伦就是今天伊拉克的南部。And
Babylon is the southern part of Iraq.
这个伊拉克的版图是有两条河流过的。Now
there are two rivers that go across Babylonia.
一个是,
Iraq.
一个是尤法拉底河, 还有一个就是底格利斯河。
One is the Euphrates, the other the Tigris.
这两条河原来是伊甸园里面四条乐河里面的两条。
Now these two were two of the four rivers that come out from the Garden of Eden.
我们没有想到那个整个伊甸园变了颜色。
And we did not imagine that the color of Eden would change.
结果变成了拜偶像的地方。
And now it becomes a place of idolatry.
然后这两条河就变成逼迫神子民的河。
And these two rivers became rivers of persecution to God's children.
你看见历史是从那两条河开始的。
You see that history began with those two rivers.
我们读到启示录的时候，你会发现历史最后也是从这两条河来结束的。
And when we read Revelation, you find the history will also conclude with these two rivers.
所以等到以色列人被掳到巴比伦去的时候。
Now, so when the Israelites were taken captive to Babylon,
他们就被掳到以色耶亚伯拉罕当初曾经跨过的约弗拉底。
And they were taken back to the place where Abraham once crossed over from.
本来约弗拉底河，本来这个巴比伦是远远在河的那一边。
Babylon was to them on the other side of the river.
结果呢，亚伯拉罕的子孙又被掳回到那条河的那边东边去。
And in the end, we find that Abraham's descendants were carried.To the other side of the river.
所以这个乃是以色列人的故事。
And that was the story of Israel.
然后这五卷书告诉我们说，以神怎样把以色列人从巴比伦带回来。
Now these five books in the Old Testament tell us how God led them back to Palestine.
那圣经里面旧约神的子民，事实上乃是预表新约神的教会。
Now God's people in the Old Testament is a type.Of God's people in the New Testament.
神怎样对待属地的子民，神也怎样对待属天的子民。
God's dealing with His earthly people is the same as with His spiritual people.
神属地子民的历史和神属天子民的历史刚好是平行。
And you find that there's a parallel between the history of God's earthly people and His spiritual people.
一个是主耶稣降生以前旧约的历史。
And one part come from the history from before the birth of Christ.
一个是主耶稣降生以后新约教会的历史。
And the other is the New Testament history after our Lord.
你发现这两幅图画是完完全全遥遥相对的。
And you find that there is a great deal of similarity between these two pictures.
虽然在旧约神说到以色列人的故事。
And even though in the Old Testament God was dealing with Israelites,
事实上神是用这些图画来告诉我们将来教会所要经过的种种。
In reality, God was painting a picture of what the New Testament people will also go through.
果然不错，在教会历史里面，你看教会曾经有一度被掳到巴比伦。
And indeed, you find that in church history, there was a period of time where the church was taken captive to Babylon.
然后教会经过了黑暗的时期。
The church went through a dark age.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然教会被掳到巴比伦。
Even though the church was in captivity.
但是神兴起一般人来。
But God raised a group of people.
在新约旧约的时候，神兴起所罗巴伯，兴起耶稣亚这一派的人来。
And in the Old Testament, God raised up Zerubbabel and Joshua.
结果你看见神的灵激动他们，他们就回到了耶路撒冷。
And you find that God's Spirit stirred them up so that they would return to Jerusalem.
Now, Jerusalem 乃代表神的旨意。
Jerusalem represents God's will.
他们本来远离了神的旨意。
Initially, they were far away from God's will.
以色列人怎么会在偶像之地在那里过日子呢？
How did the Israelites come to live in the land of idolatry?
所以这是以色列人的悲剧。
See, that was a tragedy to the Jews.
但是经过70年以后。
However, 70 years later,
因为摩西说人一生是70岁若是强壮可以活到80岁。
Moses said a man will live to 70, and if he's strong, he will live to 80.
所以一个人到了70岁就到了他天然岁数的终点。
So 70 years, meaning a person come to the end of his natural life.
所以回来这件事完全是神做。
So to come back,is entirely a work of God.
如果有人能从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，那完全是神迹。
It can only be a divine miracle for someone to return from Babylon to Jerusalem.
所以圣灵就用以斯拉记、尼希米记、哈该书、撒加利亚书和以斯帖记来形容以色列人最后怎么回到巴比伦。
And the Holy Spirit used these five books, Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Esther, to describe to us how the people returned.
那神在他们中间做了什么样复兴的工作？
And what kind of work of recovery did the Holy Spirit do among them?
我们知道以色列人被掳以前，他们害了一个绝症，是没有办法可以医治的。
We know the people of Israel, they had the terminal disease before they were taken captive.
结果他们回来以后，他们的病完全医治好。
Upon return, that disease was completely healed.
他们拜偶像的病，自从回到耶路撒冷以后，完完全全被根治，完完全全给根除了。
When they returned to Jerusalem, that disease of idolatry was completely healed.
所以神用了一副很猛的药，把以色列人掳到巴比伦去，结果他们回来。他们一看到偶像就害怕。
God gave them a very strong medicine so that when they returned to Jerusalem, they were afraid to even hear of idols.
那这个是以色列人在旧约的故事。
And that was the story of the Israelites in the Old Testament.
但是我们说过，以色列人的故事也就是教会的故事。
But we've said that the history of Israel is a type for the church.
所以圣经在旧约是用一幅一幅的图画来预表教会将来的种种。
So the Holy Spirit uses pictures to describe what was going on.
而教会是在将来的。
Now the church is something that will happen in the future.
而这些图画是说在将来的故事。
And these pictures have something to do with what will happen in the future.
所以这些图画很自然的就变成预言。
And naturally,these pictures become prophetic in nature.
旧约里面有预言，有预表。
Now in the Old Testament, we have both prophecies and typology.
预言是用文字来表达将来所要发生的事。
Prophecy are words that proclaim what will happen.
那预表乃是用图画来表达将来所要发生的事。
Types are pictures.That will represent what will happen in the future.
所以这五卷的恢复书信很自然地给了我们一部关乎教会历史的预言。
And hence these five books gave us pictures of prophetic nature of what will happen to the church.
不过当然只是给我们一些轮廓就是。
But of course, it only gives us an outline.
那如果是轮廓的话
，And if we're talking about outline,
那等到我们读教会历史的时候。
Now, when we come to read the church history,
我们再回过头来对照这个这恢复的书信的时候
，and then if we compare that to these five books,
那这样你不光读了教会的历史，你也对于教会的历史有了圣灵的解释。
And now, not only do you have history, but you also have the explanation from the Holy Spirit.
所以这是为什么我们要用旧约的五卷的书信来做那个。轮廓如此而已。
And that is why we need the help of these five Old Testament books to give us the outline.
所以以斯拉第二章告诉我们说，你看所罗巴伯、耶稣亚，大概是五万的人，他们就在神的带领底下就回到了耶路撒冷。
And so in chapter 2, you find that Zerubbabel and Joshua led about 50,000 people and returned to Jerusalem.
然后我们知道他们在圣殿原来的根基上献燔祭，那么最后把圣殿要把它盖起来。
And they offer burnt offering on the original foundation of the temple, and also they began building on that foundation.
所以这很明显是复兴的工作。
And clearly, this was a work of recovery.
圣殿已经不见了。
You see, the temple was completely destroyed.
现在要在废墟里面把圣殿重建起来。
And now, out of the rubbles, they were to rebuild.
年轻一代从来不知道圣殿是怎么回事。
The younger generation never knew what it was like.
他们知道在巴比伦看见许多的庙宇。
They only knew of the pagan temples in Babylon.
他们从来没有看见过圣殿是怎么回事。
They have never seen the temple of God in their life.
所以你看，这些人他们回到了耶路撒冷。
And as these people returned to Jerusalem,
他们要把耶路撒冷的圣殿把它重建起来。
And they were to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
但是我们知道，根据我们刚才所读过的圣经，他们遭遇到了拦阻。
And based on what we read earlier, they encounter some problems.
你看见敌人不甘心这件事。
You find that the enemies were unhappy.
所以他们要千方百计来拦阻，叫这件事情不能完成。
And hence, they try their best to stop progress.
结果他们就上告到波斯的王。
And they made the accusation to the king of Persia.
结果王的命令下来的时候，果然是要以色列人停工。
And indeed, the decree came down from the king, and they were to stop.
所以圣经说，于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止。
And the scripture says the work ceased.
如果一个工作真是出乎神的工作
，Now if a work is truly from God.
如果一个工作真是根据神的旨意。
And it is, if it is truly based on the will of God,
你看见仇敌是一定不甘心。
You find that the enemy would not be at rest.
这个工作不可能是顺利的工作。
And the work would not go smoothly.
这个工作必定是难处重重的工作。
It will surely go through many difficulties.
这个工作一定是一番属灵的征战。
And there has to be spiritual warfare involved.
所以哪里有神的工作和神的旨意，哪里一定有属灵的征战。
You find that wherever there is a work of God, there is spiritual warfare.
结果我们读这段故事的时候，
And hence, as we read this part of the story,
你看最后反对的势力得胜了。
And you find that the enemy seems to have gotten an upper hand.
结果神的殿的工程就停止了。
And the work of rebuilding stopped.
那神不是把这些以色列人带回来吗？
Now didn't God bring these Israelites back?
神不是巴不得圣殿能重建起来吗？
Did he not want the temple to be rebuilt?
那现在为什么圣殿就停了工？
Why is it that this work of rebuilding stopped?
我们如果来看教会的历史，
When we look at church history,
到了十六世纪的时候，
When we come to 16th century,
我们上一次已经看见过神就兴起马丁路德，兴起了慈辉利，也兴起了加尔文这一般的弟兄。
And last time we mentioned that God raised up at that time Martin Luther, Zwingli, and Calvin.
马丁路德在德国。
Martin Luther was in Germany.
Zwingli 是在瑞士，在苏黎世的部分，
and,
德语世界的部分。
Zwingli was in Switzerland.
那么我们知道这个加尔文也在瑞士，但是是在法语的部分，日内瓦那一带。
Calvin was also in Switzerland, but in the French-speaking region, Geneva.
所以我们知道神在不同的地方兴起了一些属灵的伟人，像马丁路德，像加尔文，像慈惠利他。
And hence we find that God raised up these spiritual giants.
你看这些人，他们果然把神的儿女从巴比伦带回来。
And you find that these men, they brought God's children back from Babylon.
你看本来教会里面充满了偶像。
Initially, you find that the church was full of idols.
到了一个时候，人对救恩完全不明白。
To a point where no one understood the gospel.
人为了赎罪需要买赎罪券。
And they have to purchase indulgences in order to have their sins forgiven.
那圣经用链子把它链起来。
And the scripture was chained from the people.
所以教会到了十六世纪，可以说到了黑暗时期最高峰的时候。
And hence the 16th century can be said to be the pinnacle of the dark age of the church.
你看见教会里面充满了偶像。
You find that the church was filled with
idols. 教会里面充满了迷信。
The church was filled with superstition.
所以我们看见说，圣神就借着马丁路德，借着加尔文，把神的儿女从那里面带回来。
And God raised up people like Martin Luther and Calvin to bring God's people back from Babylon.
他们给了我们一本公开的圣经。
And they brought to us an open Bible.
他们告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
They tell us that we are saved by grace through faith.
他们告诉我们因信称义的真理。
And they tell us the truth about justification by faith.
他们也告诉我们每一个人都是祭司。
And they tell us that every believer is a priest.
主的宝血买了多少人，就有多少的祭司。
And however many were purchased or redeemed by the blood of Christ, that's how many priests there are.
不是有祭司一般的人在我们和神的中间。
And there is no there was no special class of priests between God and man.
那是旧约，那不是新约。
That was the Old Testament.
旧约的时候，你要来到神面前，你要把牛和羊牵到祭司的跟前。
In the Old Testament, if you want to come before God, you have to bring your sacrifices to the priest.
然后祭司把牛和羊就带到神的面前。
And the priest would bring the sacrifices to God.
因着人犯罪，没有一个人可以直接来到神的面前。
Because of sin, no man can come directly before God.
但是自从主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
But since our Lord Jesus came and he was crucified,
他用宝血买了我们这些人回来。
He redeemed all of us by his precious blood.
如果他的血买多少人，你知道多少人在他面前就是祭司。
And however many were purchased by his blood, that's how many priests there are.
我们每一个人都是祭司。
Every one of us is a priest to God.
不是教会里面穿着犹太教的祭司制服的人，他们才是祭司。
It is not those who wear Jewish vestments, those are the priests.
那是犹太教。
You know, that was still Judaism.
但是在教会黑暗的时候，人把犹太教东西带到教会里面来。
But during the dark age of the church, men brought what was from Judaism into the church.
所以是马丁路德告诉我们的，每个人都是祭司。
Martin Luther told us that every believer is a priest to God.
是加尔文弟兄告诉我们说，我们一次得救，永远得救。
It was Calvin who tell us that we are saved once and for all.
因为神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And he told us that God chose us from before the foundation of the world.
我们主乃是为着我们这些蒙拣选的人，为我们死在十字架上。
And the Lord died for the elect.
我们一切都是恩典。
And all that we have are from His grace.
我们犯罪的光景好像苹果烂到极点一样。
And our sinful state was like a rotten apple.
我们没有一个人，没有一个人可以凭着我们自己来到神的面前。
And no one out of himself or herself can come to God.
所以你看见这样一切都是恩典，这样白白恩典的真理，就是我们的弟兄们告诉我们。
And our brothers tell us of this free grace.
那现在你看见说，许多神的儿女们就不再落在巴比伦的辖制底下。
And you begin to find many of God's children are no longer, in captivity in Babylon.
他们就回到了神永远的旨意。
And they were able to return to God's eternal will.
现在人知道怎样才能得救。
And now people understand how to be saved.
你不需要买赎罪券。
You don't have to buy indulgences.
你只要心里相信，口里承认耶稣基督从死里复活，我们就蒙恩得救。
What you need to do is to believe in the heart and confess with the mouth that Jesus rose from the dead. We can be saved.
而且神的恩召是没有后悔。
And that God's calling is irrevocable.
他一旦拣选了我们，就永远拣选我们。
Once He chose us.He chooses us forever.
我们不知道为什么他爱上我们。
We don't know why he would love us.
但是我们知道他爱我们，没有缘故的爱上我们。
But we know that unconditionally he loves us.
所以从此以后，我们乃是做神家里面的人。
And from that time onward, we become the household of God.
所以你看见这一班的弟兄们把神的儿女果然从黑暗的时期就带回到了耶路撒冷。
And you find these brothers.Brought God's people from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
所以上一次我们用一个周末来讲教会复兴史的时候，我们大概的把那个过程告诉了弟兄姊妹。
And last time we had the weekend, and where we went through how this happened.
但是经过了一百年以后
，However, about 100 years later,
你发现有一种的情形，就像我们刚才所读的圣经一样。
And you find that there were circumstances very much similar to what happened in the Old Testament.
大概不到一百年，或者一百年多一点点。
And it's about 100 years.
你看见那个恢复的工作好像停止。
That work of recovery was as if stopped.
好像那个恢复的工作到了瓶颈了，好像关过不去。
It is as if it have come to an apex where it could not go forward anymore.
我们知道说这一百年发生了许多的事。
Now we know during that 100 years, a number of things happened.
一面你看见实在是神的工作和神的恩典。
On the one hand, you see that it was God who was doing the work.
你看见一点都不错，马丁路德、加尔文他们像开封。他们好像在开路的先锋，在前面跑一样。
And you find Luther and Calvin, they were like pioneers opening up a new way.
但是这个不能光停留在根基的上面。
But they cannot remain on that foundation.
他们可以把根基立下来了。
Indeed, they laid a foundation.
但这个房子必须要建造才可以。
But the building has to be erected.
神的目的当然希望教会能得着完全的建造。
And of course, God's will is for the church, this building, spiritual temple, to be fully built.
但是教会经过了1000多年，一直在黑暗时期，一直在被掳的情形底下。
But for over 1,000 years, the church was in captivity.
人已经过惯了巴比伦的生活。
And people were used to life in Babylon.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷，难免仍旧带着从前的习惯。
And hence, when they returned to Jerusalem, they brought with them habits, customs from Babylon.
很容易把很难把习惯改过来。
And it is hard to change.
在没有电灯的时候。
And before they had light bulb.
如果大家想象在中国的北方，如果你要点灯的话。
And if you can imagine in the northern part of China, if you want to have light.
那个时候没有灯，你一进到房，你一进到黑漆麻乌的房间，第一件事你找火柴，然后一插，然后火就来了。
And at that time they don't have light bulbs. And so when they go home, they would lit the match.
所以习惯上每次一进门就是点火柴。
And so the habit is enter the door, lit the match, and lit the lamp.
这习惯叫你习惯成自然，你想都不需要想，一进门就是点火柴。
And the motion was automatic. You don't have to think about it.
但有了灯就不同了。
But once you have
就不一样了。
Once you have electricity or light bulb, it's different.
有了电灯回家第一件事不是点火柴，回家第一件事摸摸墙壁一个东西，一下就亮起来了。
And now, having electricity or light bulb, as soon as you go home, you were groping for the light switch.
那么特别在转折的过程，在转换的过程里。
However, during that transitional period,
你看见那些那般经过这个过程的人，他会告诉你说，他们常常忘记第一件就是点火柴的。
And those who have gone through that period will tell us that sometimes they will forget they were still looking for the match.
所以弟兄姊妹拜偶像拜了那么多年。
And since they were in idolatry for so long,
在教会在那种光景忘弥撒忘了多少年
？And attending mass for so long.
那现在感谢主，你看见吗
？Now we thank the Lord.
本来神的儿女中间话语是稀少的。
And initially, God's word was rare among God's people.
所以罗马教的特点是忘弥撒。
You see the characteristic of Catholicism was mass.
你看见 Reformation 改教以后，你看那个特点变成神的话。
And after the Reformation, you find the characteristic became God's word.
从前望弥撒是最重要的。
Before mass was the most important.
现在礼拜天听到是最重要的。
And now, listening to sermons on Sunday is the most important.
那弟兄姊妹，这个当然是个很大的恢复。
And indeed, it is a great recovery.
从前人只是望望弥撒，人看一看就好了。你看见人根本对神的话没有认识，根本不明白。
And before, all they were doing is come to mass and look from afar. They have no knowledge, no feeling about God's word at all.
所以现在是很大很大的转变。
And so we already have a great change.
从前每个礼拜天你一定要到礼拜堂教堂去。
And before, every Sunday, you have to go to cathedrals.
现在你还是到教堂去。
Now, you still go to the same place.
当然改变很大了。
But of course, a great deal has changed.
那些墙壁上的偶像不见了。
The idols on the walls are gone.
你看见很多地方有很大很大的改变。
And you find that there were many changes.
那个穿祭司制服的人不见了。
The people who wore the priestly vestments, they were gone.
那现在你不需要再跪下来领受那个圣餐了。
And now you don't have to kneel to receive that wafer.
所以你看现在许多的做法都不一样了。
And so all the customs have changed.
但是那个做礼拜的观念还是一样的。
But that attitude to just come and attend some kind of service hasn't changed.
从前去望望弥撒。
Before they were there for the mass.
现在我要来听听道。
Now they were here to listen to some sermon.
所以弟兄姊妹，你能够想象这个历官根基以后的100年。
Can you imagine the 100 years after the foundation was laid?
你看见圣灵要做什么样的工作？
And you want to see what the Holy Spirit was doing at that time.
圣灵不只是做立根基的工作。
You see, he not only did the work of laying the foundation.
我们需要马丁路德，我们需要加尔文，我们需要 Zwingli.
Indeed, we need Martin Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli.
如果没有 Zwingli, 我们还不知道说饼和杯乃是爱的标记，乃是爱的表号。
Without Zwingli, we would not have known that the bread and the cup are symbols of love.
如果没有马丁路德，我们还以为说，当波比主饼和杯祝福了以后，他就真的变成基督的身体，变成基督的血。
And without Calvin, without Luther, we were still misled to believe that after they blessed the cup and the bread, the cup truly becomes the blood of Christ and the bread becomes the flesh of Christ.
那现在神的话让我们很清楚，很清楚。
And now, from God's word, we become clear.
这些都是立根基的工作，你看见吗？
All of that were laying the foundation.
现在我们手里一本公开的圣经。
Today, we have an open Bible in our hand.
但是根基不是圣殿的全部。
Foundation is not the whole building.
根基乃是这个圣殿最开始的部分。
Foundation is really the beginning.
开始必须开始的好。
The beginning has to be started
right. 建造也必须要建造的好。
And the building has to begin right.
所以当你读头一百年的历史的时候，
And hence, when you read the first 100 years after Reformation,
那一面叫你觉得非常的兴奋。
On the one hand, you are very excited.
你一面看见神的工作。
You can truly see God at work.
但是另一面你也看见仇敌的工作。
But on the other hand, you also see the work of the enemy.
你看见仇敌永远不甘心。如果是神的旨意，如果神的工作，他一定要破坏那个工作。
You find that the enemy was not at rest, and he tried in every way possible.To frustrate God's work.
所以到了一百年以后
，and hence about 100 years after，
你看见什么东西都是对的
，you find that everything was right，
但什么东西都是死的
，but everything is dead。
你来到教会里面，你还是做礼拜。
When you come to the church, you are there for some kind of service。
现在从前的迷信东西没有了。
True superstitions are gone.
现在偶像也没有。
Idols are gone.
很多东西根本没有。
And many of the old things are gone.
连那些唱诗班也没有。
And even the choir is gone.
我们知道这个唱诗班实在说来是完全根据旧约给我们看见那些榜样。
You find that the choir come from Old Testament tradition.
所以加尔文说教会不能要这些东西。
Now Calvin says the church should never adopt any of these.
文艺是世界的东西。
And art is worldly.
这个音乐是世界的东西。
Music is worldly.
你千万不要把这个东西带到教会里面来。
Do not bring these into the church.
所以虽然马丁路德他们在唱诗歌的时候。
And so even when Martin Luther and the brother and sister back then were singing.
但是跟随加尔文的时候我们不能唱诗歌。
But based on Calvin's teaching, we cannot sing.
我们如果一定要唱的话
，if we have to sing，
我们只能唱圣经中的诗篇才可以。
We can only sing the psalms of the Old Testament.
所以当弟兄们来聚会的时候
，and hence when brothers and sisters come together，
没有琴的
，there were no piano，
也没有音乐的
，there were no music。
他们最多拿一个音叉打一个音，然后大家唱起来。
And they would only have a note.Where they would begin singing.
你知道，因着这个缘故。
You see, because of this.
特别在英国英语的世界。
And in the English-speaking world,
诗歌的发展的历史比在德国世界发展历史最少晚了100多年。
The development of hymns, was, at least 100 years, late. Than what happened in Germany.
你知道，你，所以弟兄姊妹，你看这班弟兄，他们是向主非常绝对的。
And so you see, this group of brothers, they were very absolute to the Lord.
所以我们为着他们要感谢主。
So we do thank God for them.
他们怎么样都不肯妥协。
And they were unwilling to compromise.
所以这是为什么后来以撒华兹被主兴起来。
That's why, later Isaac Watts was raised by the Lord.
他就把神的儿女从那个情形里面拯救出来。
And he salvaged God's people from that condition.
因为圣经里面给我们看见说，不光有诗章、有颂词，还有灵歌。
And because in Scripture we find that not only we have psalms, songs, we also have spiritual songs.
这个诗章就是诗篇。
Now, Psalms, of course, referring to the Old Testament Psalms.
就是我们今天所唱的诗歌。
Songs refer to the hymns that we have today.
灵歌就是我们今天的短歌。
And the spiritual songs are the choruses that we have today.
所以我们知道在圣经里面很清楚的神的教会在一起聚集的时候。
And hence, the scripture has a very clear that when the church should gather,
唱的不只是诗篇，还有颂词，还有灵歌。
They not only sing the Psalms,the songs and the spiritual songs.
但是你看见教会有一段时间，特别在英国的是英语的世界里面，有很长的时间，其实不光是英语世界，凡是在改革中的范围里 ，reform churches 里面，你看见说，你几乎都看见都是一样的。
But you see that there were for a period of 100 years, there were no singing among the reform churches.
所以我们看见一面，你看见他们向着主实在是很忠心。
And hence, on the one hand, they were truly faithful to the Lord.
但是另一方面，仇敌是不甘心。
On the other hand, the enemy was not at rest.
仇敌不一定用外面逼迫的手段来对付教会。
You see, the enemy, don't have to use persecution.
他可以把肉体掺杂在他的工作里面。
And he can, bring the flesh.A mixture of the flesh into what is spiritual.
许多人以为这样做乃是跟随神的旨意。
And some think that we do it this way, then we're following God's
will. 因为在他们上有一个盲点，他们怎么样也看不见。
You see, they had a blind spot that they were unaware of.
那一直等到神开了我们的眼睛，我们才看见。
And it was until God opened their eyes, then they began to see.
所以读教会历史对我们一个很大的帮助。
And hence, reading church history gives us a great deal of help.
我们最多不过是一百年。
And it was only about 100 years.
我们如果在一起聚集，最多是一百年。
We could only gather for at most 100 years.
我们失败不起。
And we can't afford to fail.
等到我们失败了以后，一百年已经过去了。
And after we failed, 100 years went by just like that.
但是历史给我们的教训。
But the lessons we have from history.
给我们看见神当初在马丁路德、加尔文他们时期那么伟大的工作。
And shows us that during this great Reformation of Luther and Calvin and so on.
然后我们看这个房子怎么建造起来，怎么这教会的建立怎么恢复起来。
And we see how the church is being built up.
我们要看到底神的工作是什么。
We need to find.What is exactly God's work?
你看圣灵是怎么工作。
And you want to find how the Spirit is doing that work.
然后你看肉体怎么样工作。
And you also want to find how the flesh come mingling
in. 那圣灵的工作是我们的指标。
Now the work of the Holy Spirit is our goal.
肉体的工作是我们的警惕。
The work of the flesh is a warning to us.
他们经过一百年失败了，给我们一个教训，叫我们不要再走那条路。
Their 100 years of failure shows us a warning not to go along the same way.
他们走了一百年失败了。
They went along that way for 100 years.
结果神兴起另外一帮人继续往前走。
And they failed, and God raised up another group that would keep on going.
那个历史应该是我们的教训。
And so that history should be a lesson to us.
许多时候我们以为把根基立好就完了。
Sometimes we think the work is done after the foundation is laid.
这是第一代。
But we have to realize that's only the first generation.
那如果主迟延的话，
if the Lord should delay,
那这教会的路是怎么走的？
How should the church move forward?
所以我们读教会历史不能只读教会历史。
And hence, when we read church history, we can't just stop there.
我们要问说，在过去这么长的时间里面，到底我们该学些什么样的功课？
And we need to ask what kind of lessons we should learn from what has occurred before.
他们在哪里跌倒的？
In what areas have they stumbled?
叫我们不再重复那个错误。
Let us not repeat those mistakes.
这样，我们读这些历史的时候，我们就能够得一些属灵的帮助。
In this way, we gain spiritual lessons or insight from history.
所以我们如果读，这个教会，这马丁路德以后一百年的故事的话
，And hence, if you read church history, 100 years, in the next 100 years after Luther,
那么刚开始的时候，一切都是生命。
At the beginning, everything was from divine light.
刚开始，一切像一阵旋风一样。
And the beginning was like a huge whirlwind.
那个敌人几乎没有站，没有一个地方可以站住。
And the enemy had no place to lay the foothold.
你看见，如果他们继续忠心的话。
And you find that if they were faithful,
如果马丁路德继续忠心
if Martin Luther continued to be faithful,
如果加尔文继续忠心
if Calvin continued to be faithful,
如果斯威利继续忠心
if Zwingli continued to be faithful,
你看神的祝福不知道有多少
and we cannot imagine how great God's blessing would be.
但是你看见肉体就在这些人里面加上一些东西进去
but you find that the flesh was stirred up in these men.
所以你看见我们都是不完全的。
So you find that none of us is perfect.
连马丁路德都不完全。
Even Martin Luther was not perfect.
连加尔文都不完全。
Even Calvin was not perfect.
连斯威利都不完全。
Even Zwingli was not perfect.
那不光如此。
Furthermore,
虽然他们不完全。
Even though they were imperfect.
但是神要继续往前去。
God wants to go forward.
神一定要把我们带回他原来的旨意。
God has to bring us back to His original will.
他们已经回来了。
Indeed, they were back.
他们已经不在巴比伦了。
They were no longer exiles.
但是回到耶路撒冷不过是开始。
But the return to Jerusalem was but a beginning.
他们要把圣殿盖起来。
They need to begin rebuild the temple.
然后要把圣城也要盖起来。
And then they need to rebuild the city.
这里面有许多的事要做。
A lot of work to be done.
所以弟兄姊妹，许多人以为说马丁路德改教了，改革了。威利加尔文然后就完了
A lot of people think that the Reformation with the work of Luther and Calvin and Zwingli that's all done
你要不要忘记仇敌是一直不甘心的
But don't forget the enemy never rests
所以你看见整个罗马的教会要反扑的
And you find the Romish church would mount a counter attack
所以你再读到后面一百年的故事
And hence, when you read that 100 years of history,
按理来讲，你看见神的旋风所到的地方，应该没有一个人能站立得住。
Ideally speaking, you should find the enemy not able to stand in any place that the whirlwind of God has visited.
你看福音的光是那么强。
Because the light of the gospel was so strong.
因信称义的光是那么强。
And the light of justification was so strong.
弟兄姊妹，本来人没有希望。
And initially, man had no hope.
现在人类有希望。
Now mankind has hope.
只要一相信，我们就得着救恩了。
Believing by faith, we receive salvation.
你看这是多么大的一件好消息。
How good and how great is this gospel?
你看这是神做何等大的工作。
You see how great this work is from God.
但是仇敌一定要把他们带回去。
But the enemy wants them to stumble, wants to bring them back.
这是亚伯拉罕的故事。
And that was the story of Abraham.
等到亚伯拉罕过了幼发拉底河以后
，When Abraham crossed the river Euphrates,
你看撒旦不只失去了亚伯拉罕一家
，Satan not only lost the family of Abraham.
那撒旦也失去了像罗德这样的人
，And Satan also lost individuals such as Lot.
所以他就兴起各样的环境
，And hence he raised up circumstances.
表面上是四个王和五个王的战争。
And on the surface, it is a battle, a war between the four and the five kings.
而四个王乃从幼发拉底河那边的几个王过来的。
The four kings came from the other side of the river Euphrates.
里面有一个王就是巴比伦王。
And you see, one of them was the king of China,
Babylon. 所以表面上他们要来吞吃，要把并吞这五王他们所在的地方。
And they came to conquer the land of these five kings.
很可能就是因着死海的宝藏。
And possibly because of the protection of the Dead Sea.
宝藏。
The treasure of the Dead Sea.
因为死海常常地震，常常有地震。
Now the Dead Sea, there were a lot of earthquakes around the Dead Sea.
地震以后，那个沥青啊就浮在海面上，水面上，沥青。沥青，铺柏油路的沥青。柏油路的沥青。
Okay. Tar. Okay. Because of earthquake, tar will rise to the surface.
而我们知道这个埃及他们做木乃伊一定要用沥青的。
And we know that Egyptians use tar, to create their mummies.
所以如果有人能拥有沥青的话，那就拥有很多的财富。
And so if someone were to own these tar, they would own a great deal of wealth.
所以很可能是为着礼器的缘故，你看四个王跟王就打起来。
And perhaps because of this, the four kings came to battle with five kings.
这是世界上政治的局面。
And so that was the political situation.
你可以从政治角度来解释为什么四王跟五王打起来了。
And you can explain politically how that happened.
结果你没有想到，就在这个时候，罗德被掳去。
But surprisingly, in that battle, Lot was taken captive.
亚伯拉罕救回罗德。
And Abraham was to rescue him.
他忘记了对方是常胜军，而且是远征军。
And he forgot that. These four kings, they were conquerors.
巴比伦是就像今天的美国一样，那个时候是最强的一个国家。
And Babylon was the greatest nation at that time.
他带了318个人要把他的侄儿抢回来。
And Abraham led 318 people, and he intended to rescue Lot.
结果打了胜仗。
And in the end, he won.
等到回来以后，这个创世纪第十五章。
And when he returned in Genesis 15,
神告诉亚伯拉罕说：“你不要害怕。”
God told Abraham that, "Don't be afraid."
可见亚伯拉罕那时候害怕。
You see, Abraham was afraid.
他带领318个人，天也不怕，地也不怕。
And when he led the 318 soldiers, he was not afraid of anything.
他打完胜仗回来害怕。
But after he won in battle.And return, he was afraid.
318个人来对付那个时候最强大的军队。
And with 318 soldiers, he was able to deal with the strongest army at that time.
那根本是用鸡蛋来碰石头的。
And it was like an egg hitting a stone.
鸡蛋碰石头，你知道这结局一定是什么样子。
And you know for sure what the end result is.
弟兄姊妹。从表面上来看，这是政治的一个局面。
And so on the surface, this was the political situation.
其实撒旦要借着这件事，不光是把罗德带回幼发拉底河那边去。
But Satan wanted to use this to bring Lot back to the other side of the river.
而且更阴险的，要把亚伯拉罕引诱回去。
Furthermore, he actually wanted to lure Abraham.
你刚好不是要救你的侄儿吗？现在你刚好中我的计，我就刚好把你再掳回到巴比伦那边去。
You see, Abraham bit the bait, wanting to save his cousin, he returned to the other side of the river.
结果他打胜仗回来的时候
，And then when he won in battle and returned,
他没有想到耶路撒冷的王是来见他。
And he was surprised that the king of Jerusalem wanted to see him.
那就是麦基洗德。
And that was Melchizedek.
麦基洗德不光带着酒和饼来见他。
And Melchizedek not only brought wine and bread and came to greet him.
他主要要解释给亚伯拉罕你为什么打了胜仗。
And he was there actually to explain why he was able to win in battle.
你用318个人对付巴比伦王，你是鸡蛋碰石头。
And you have to understand that with 318, you were like an egg trying to hit a rock.
你的结果一定是被掳回巴比伦的。
And normally speaking, your end result would have been taken captivity.
结果麦基洗德说，天地的主把仇敌交在你的手里。
But Melchizedek explained to Abraham that the God of heaven and earth gave them into your hand.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？现在你看见第一次巴比伦和耶路撒冷对立起来了。
And so you see that was the first time Babylon and Jerusalem were in opposition.
所以现在你看见吗？很清楚的，亚伯拉罕是站在耶路撒冷的这一边。
And clearly, Abraham now is standing on the side of Jerusalem.
所以他打了胜仗。
And because of that, he won.
而巴比伦是巴不得能把亚伯拉罕带回去。
And Babylon desired to bring Abraham back.
你看那个工作，撒旦一直没有停止。
And you find that that kind of work was never ceasing
from the enemy. 在亚伯拉罕身上，这就做不成功。
It failed in the life of Abraham.
结果在他后裔身上做。
And when this work was done on his descendants,
果然他成功了。
The enemy succeeded.
你看，他曾经有一度十个支派就被掳到亚述去。
And you find that at one point in time, 10 tribes were taken captive to Assyria.
然后两个支派也掳到巴比伦去。
And later, 2 tribes were brought to Babylon.
最后还是回到了他们原来的地方。
and hence they indeed returned to where they came from.
以色列人落到巴比伦的悲剧在哪里？
What is the tragedy of the captivity of Israelites?
他从哪里来的，又回到哪里？
The tragedy is they went to where they came from.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你读教会复兴史的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you read the church recovery history of the church,
当你读马丁路德、加尔文，好像读亚伯拉罕的故事一样。
When you read the story of Martin Luther and Calvin, it was as if reading the life of Abraham.
但是撒旦是不甘心的。
You see, Satan was not satisfied.
撒旦迟早要把神的教会带回去。
And he wants to bring the church back.
所以你读教会历史的时候。
And hence, when you read church history,
你看有的时候撒旦好像成功了。
You find that at times the enemy seems to have won.
结果你看看今天教会的情形。
And you look at the prevalent condition of the church today.
你怎么形容今天教会的悲剧呢？
How do you describe the tragedy that has fallen on the church?
我们从哪里来，好像又回到哪里去。
The tragedy is we return to where we came from.
亚伯拉罕从巴比伦出来，他应该不回去的。
Abraham, coming from Babylon, should never have returned.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见教会复兴有一个危机在什么地方？
And hence you see that there is a crisis
awaiting the church. 当福音的火燃烧的时候。
When the flame of Reformation was burning,
你看见这是神的工作。
You clearly see that that was God's work.
但你现在神怎么保守这个工作？
Now, how would God protect this work?
神如何保守他的工作和我们人的态度有关系。
And the protection of God has much to do with our attitude.
许多时候，我们人的手也放在神的工作里面。
Oftentimes, we want to stick our hands into God's work.
你看见肉体的掺杂就进来了。
And you find this impurity of the flesh.
我们以为仇敌的工作是借着外面的攻击。
We thought that the enemy would persecute externally.
其实仇敌最大的诡计叫你里面腐化。
But the greatest plan of the enemy is to cause corruption to spring from within.
所以我们要从在这里要学一个很大的警告，受很大的警告才可以。
And hence, we want to learn a great lesson from this.
所以我们简单的说，大概过了一百年以后，那教会果然到了一种光景，就好像以斯拉基所说的，在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了。
And hence,As we read about 100 years after Reformation, the church came to a place where it was very much like the work here stopped in the time of Zerubbabel.
那现在我们来看到这一段时间里面经过了哪些事情。
And we want to see what happened during that period of time.
我们只能够大概的像蜻蜓点水大概看一下就是。
And we are only able to briefly touch on some of these things.
我盼望弟兄姊妹对这些有印象才好。
But I hope to impress you with some of this.
那一面感谢主，你看见神的光，神福音的光现在比从前更明亮。
It is true, the light of the gospel is much brighter than before.
现在人看见真理。
Now, people can come to biblical truth.
你只要来到圣经，你看见神就把他原始的旨意完全向我们开启。
Because when you come to God's word, God is able to reveal to you His original will.
所以现在许多人注意真理。
And now many began to pay attention to doctrinal truth.
但是你不光明白真理。
But we not only need to understand doctrinal truth.
我们也应该像保罗所说的，乃是按着福音的真理来行才可以。
But we need to act according to truth.
所以感谢主，神就兴起了一班人，他们实在是遵行神旨意的一班人。
And thank the Lord that God raised up a group of people that does His will.
神的确给他们光。
And God gave them light.
他们也持守神的旨意。
And they kept God's will.
所以我们说这些人是在神所用的。
And we see that they were used by the Lord.
那我们就在从这些人身上开始来看，我们能学到一些什么样的功课。
And so we want to see from this group of people, what we can learn.
我们已经说过，主在德国是借着马丁路德开始工作。
Now we've mentioned God began in Germany with Martin Luther.
然后主也在日内瓦借着加尔文在那里工作。
And then God worked in Geneva through Calvin.
那么在英国呢，你看很特别的一件事。
Now in England, something special was happening.
我们知道英国工作的开始。
We know the beginning of that work in England.
和一个英王，他的名叫亨利八世有关系的。
Has to do with this monarch Henry the Eighth.
这个亨利八世实在说来是个标准的，也是非常热心的天主教罗马教徒。
Now Henry the Eighth was a typical Catholic.
那么我们知道，在马丁路德起来的时候
，We know when Martin Luther came out.
那个时候，亨利八世因为他常常埋在图书馆里面，所以他就写了一本的著作，特别是来反对、来驳斥马丁路德的错误。
And Henry the Eighth spent much time in the library and wrote a book to defend against.The work of Luther.
所以结果教皇就特别下了个旨，一直下了一道这个，就下了一道这个，特别就下了保洋状，特别保洋这个皇帝，这个英皇。
And the Pope,
表扬。
And so the Pope, wanted to praise.This king.
所以呢，就称他做 the defender of the faith， 说他是真，说他是说他信仰的护卫者。
And gave him the title the defender of the faith.
所以你可以看得出来，这个亨利八世在信仰上，他是完完全全是跟随罗马教的。
And hence, Henry the Eighth followed completely.The Catholic Church.
所以在英国的局面和德国不一样，和日内瓦、瑞士也不一样。
And hence the condition in England was entirely different.
但是到了1534年，大概不过是几年以后，
From Germany or Switzerland, and only a few years later.
结果你看见有一天呢，亨利八世他呢要想要结婚。
And one day.Henry the Eighth wants to get married.
那么他需要教皇批准才可以。
And he needed approval by the Pope.
那教皇没有说可以，也没有说不可以。
Now the Pope was silent.
所以他不能忍耐了。
And he could no longer wait.
所以他就让国会通过一个法令。
And so he allowed the Parliament to pass through a law.
从1534年开始，英国。整个的国家就从罗马天主教里面完全脱离出来。
And that is in the year of 1534, England would break free from the Roman Church.
现在教会的元首不是教皇。
Now, the head of the church is not the Pope.
现在教会的元首是亨利八世。
Now, the head of the church was Henry the Eighth.
所以1534年就是英国国家诞生的那一年。
And 1534 was the year the National Church of England was born.
这就是我们所说的安利干教 Anglican Church, 就是安利干教会，那么就指着英国国家教会来说。
And that was the year where the birth of Anglican Church or the Church of England.
如果我们读马丁路德的故事
Now, if we read the story of Martin Luther,
虽然里面有掺杂
And even though there were impurities,
虽然当时的确是被当时的政治势力所利用。
And it was true that there were political powers at work.
当然毫无疑问，但是呢，我们知道那个开始的确是圣灵所种的火种，是毫无疑问的。
But we know that the very beginning was from the Holy Spirit.
所以加尔文的工作在日内瓦也是圣灵的工作。
And hence the work of Calvin in Geneva also is from the Holy Spirit. Now, even though it was carried out imperfectly with impurity,
但是你能说还是圣灵的工作。
But we can say with certainty that the origin was from the Holy Spirit.
可是到了英国国家教会，你看这完完全全肉体开始的一个工作。
But in the Anglican Church or Church of England, you find that it is completely from the flesh of man.
你看见英国皇帝为着他自私的原因，结果他就改变了整个的局面。
And because of selfish motives, the King of England changed the whole situation.
一切的做法都是一样的。
And all the way to do things were the same.
偶像没有改变。
The idol was still there.
什么都没有改变。
Nothing was changed.
现在就是本来是全世界的一个教会，现在变成一个国家的教会。
Initially, it was the Catholic Church. Now it is a national church.
本来全世界教会有一个头。
And initially, this Catholic Church has a head.
现在英国的国家教会自己有一个头。
Now the Church in England has its own head.
所以这就是英格兰教会，这就是安利甘教会，就是指就是这么开始的。
And that's how the Anglican Church began.
所以你看见，可以说这个和属灵一点的关系都没有。
And you find that this has nothing to do with spiritual matters.
但是很稀奇。
But strangely,
这人来看这个完完全全不是从主来的，头根本开的根本就不对的。
From our perspective, this whole thing was not from God.
结果圣灵的确兴起了一般人。
But the Holy Spirit raised up a group of people.
如果没有他们的话
，And if without these people,
那安利甘的教会就后来就不可能转到神的旨意那里来。
The Anglican Church would never be able to turn to God.
他一定仍旧留在罗马教会的阵营底下。
And it would remain in the camp of the Roman Church.
那这样的话，你看在英国那个世界里面，就许多人看不见福音的光。
And because of that, you can imagine that people in England would not be able to see the light of the gospel.
英国国家教会是个极端的例子。
Now the Anglican Church was an extreme example.
根本是人起头，根本不是神起头。
And it originated with man, not God.
那么现在神怎么工作呢？
But how would God deal with this?
所以你看，后来整个政治局面就起了很多的变化。
And you find that a number of political changes was shaping up.
等到亨利八世过去以后
，When Henry the Eighth passed away.
那么后来几个英王兴起的时候
，The next few monarchs that were raised.
有的比较倾向改革的
，Some of them.Lean toward the Reformation.
那有的是比较倾向罗马教的。
Some of them lean toward the Roman Church.
所以当他们倾向改革的时候
，Now when they lean toward the Reformers,
那些所有倾向改革的神的工、神的仆人们，结果就被放在高的位置上。
And those that participated in the Reformation would be elevated in the church.
那倾向罗马教那些神的仆人就受逼迫了。
And those who favor the Roman Church would come under persecution.
那么等一等，等到这个倾向罗马教的这个皇帝起来的时候。
But as the wind changes, when the monarch favors the Roman Church,
结果现在轮到轮到那些这个倾向这个改革的那一班神的工人们受逼迫了。
And things will go around now.Those who favor Reformation would come under persecution.
那结果有一个女王叫 Mary.
Now there came along a queen.
她是百分之百的 Catholic, 她是百分之百的罗马教的。
She was 100% Catholic.
所以你看见她的的确确在那里，她在她的那几年之内，你看有许多人就为主殉道了。
And you find that during her reign, many died.
有两个非常有名神的仆人。
There were two very prominent servants of God.
在英国教会里面，你看他们的的确确神忠心的仆人。
And they were truly faithful to the Lord in the Church of England.
当然，他们看见那个福音的。
And of course, they understood the gospel.
结果他们为主殉道了。
And in the end, they died for the gospel.
在为主殉道的时候。
Now, when they were being martyred,
这其中有一位弟兄就劝另外一个弟兄。
And one of the brother, would counsel the other.
因为他们受火刑啊，是最后是火刑把他们烧死的。
You see, they were burned at the stake.
然后这个弟兄就安慰另外一个弟兄。
And one brother was comforting another.
他说感谢神把我们两个人当成蜡烛在英国点起来。
And he said.I thank the Lord that we were lit like candles in the land of England.
我们相信这个光不会扑灭，迟早有一天要大家都看见。
And I truly believe that this light will continue to spread so that everyone will see.
神果然听了那个祷告。
And indeed, God answered that prayer.
那神怎么叫这个蜡烛能点起来，继续点下去
？And how God would cause this light?
后来英国国家教会怎么转到神的面前来
？To spread, and how would this Anglican church turn to God?
你看见神实在兴起一般的人来。
You see, God raised up a group of people.
他们的确向神忠心。
And they were truly faithful to the Lord.
因着他们忠心的缘故。
And because of that,
所以你看见神果然让这个蜡烛的光继续照亮下去。
God allowed this light from the candle to spread.
那么这些人就在玛丽女王执政的时候。
And all of this happened during the reign of Queen Mary.
那么他们为了信仰的缘故受了逼迫了。
And for their faith, they were persecuted.
结果那个时候唯一能够逃的最好的地方就是日内瓦。
And the best place to run away to is Geneva.
所以等到逼迫来到的时候，结果他们通通逃到日内瓦去了。
And hence they fled to Geneva when persecution came.
他们一面他们的生命受到威胁。
And on the one hand, their lives were threatened.
他们经过许多的苦难。
And they went through much suffering.
其中有一个最有名的一个人叫 John Knox.
And
one of
the most prominent among them was John Knox.
他是苏格兰人。
And he was from Scotland.
他在神面前有一个祷告。
And he had the prayer before God.
当整个苏格兰教会还在黑暗的势力底下的时候。
When the entire church of Scotland was in darkness.
他说神啊。
He said, Lord God.
你或者给我苏格兰或者让我死吧。
Give me Scotland or give me death.
所以弟兄们这个是他的祷告。
That was his prayer.
结果神没有把死给他。
And the Lord did not give him death.
神把苏格兰给他。
The Lord gave him Scotland.
整个的国家给他。
The whole nation was given to him.
整个的国家是在那个原来的势力底下。
You see, this nation was under that power.
你怎么可能把它翻过来的呢？
How do you turn things around?
这是不可能的事情。
To man, it is impossible.
结果还没有翻过来，他自己已经受逼迫了。
And before they were even to turn things around, they were persecuted.
结果他自己也流亡了。
And in the end, John Knox was exiled.
结果他也逃到了日内瓦。
And he fled to Geneva.
所以日内瓦就收容了许许多多各地受逼迫，尤其是英国，因为受了玛丽，这个叫做他们叫做 Bloody Mary， 那就是说血淋淋的玛丽，在他的统治底下，你看很多的英国的基督徒就逃到日内瓦去。
And hence Geneva became home to many Christians that were persecuted, especially from England, under the Bloody Mary.
失去自由才知道自由的可贵。
You see, after losing freedom, we learn the preciousness of freedom.
他们真的到了日内瓦。
When they arrived in Geneva,
他们看见神在日内瓦的工作。
They saw the work of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个印象他们永远不会忘记。
And that impression could never be forgotten.
如果他光是在日内瓦参观一下，算不得什么。
And if they were only there to visit,
他们为着他们所知道真理在那里受逼迫。
But because they were persecuted for,
他们失去他们的家。
They lost their homeland.
结果现在这里看见有一块自由的土地。
And now they found the land for the free.
你看神的旨意在这块土地上能完全得到伸展。
And they see how God's will can be carried out in this land.
所以弟兄姊妹，你能感觉得到。
Can you sense
这帮人来到日内瓦
how they feel when they got there?
那日内瓦对他们好像天堂一样。
Geneva was to them like heaven on earth.
你看神在那的确把他们带到神永回到神永远的旨意。
And they saw how God brought His people back to His will.
这里没有偶像。
There were no idols.
这里一个礼拜你听加尔文最少讲17篇的道。
And you can hear Calvin preach at least 17 times a week.
从前根本一篇道也听不见。
Before you couldn't even hear one.
现在神的话是那么丰富。
Now God's word is so rich.
所以他们在加尔文底下受教，也得了许许多多的帮助。
And they learned under Calvin, received much help.
所以对他们来讲。
And so to them,
日内瓦就变成了模范的典型的教会。
Geneva became to them the example church.
日内瓦就变成了他们的耶路撒冷。
And Geneva to them became Jerusalem.
现在是要把他们带回到耶路撒冷。
And God brought them back to Jerusalem.
是加尔文很明显的给他看见，喏，这个就是那个模型。
And Calvin showed them that is the pattern.
他们自己看见了。
And they saw for themselves.
结果圣灵感动他们。
And the Holy Spirit stirred them up.
那么他们说，我们如果无论到哪里，巴不得在什么地方也看见这样的模型出现。
And they say that wherever we go, we desire to see the same thing spring up.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里是一个很重要很重要的点。
And so this is a very important thing.
结果等到血淋淋的这个玛丽女王。 驾崩以后。
Now when when Queen Bloody Mary died，
结果这些人从英国就回到英国去，从日内瓦就回到英国去了。
And this group of people returned from Geneva to England.
John Knox 就回到苏格兰去。
And John Knox returned to Scotland.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
John Knox 传神的话。
John Knox was there to spread God's word.
结果你想想看，神用他用 John Knox.
And God used him mightily.
把整个的苏格兰翻过来了。
To turn the entire Scotland around.
这实在是奇迹的事。
It was truly amazing.
所以你看见吗？后来你看见苏格兰也变成国家教会。
Now later, however, a national church also developed in Scotland.
因为整个苏格兰都归向神了嘛。
Because now the entire country turned to God.
不，现在不同了。
But there's something different.
这和英格兰教会不一样。
Now certainly this was different from Anglican church.
英格兰教根本不是神开始，是人开始的。
Because Anglican church originated with man.
是根本肉体开始的。
It was the flesh.
苏格兰不是。
But Scotland was different.
苏格兰你看着好像这里他们已经准备为主寻道了。
You see, there were a group of people ready to die for the Lord.
现在主把他们带回来。
Now the Lord brought them back.
当他们起来传福音的时候。
And when they began to proclaim the gospel, when they began to preach the word,
你看见神做了奇妙的工作。
And God did the wonderful work.
所以就像日内瓦一样。
Just like in Geneva.
日内瓦整个城转过来了。
And Geneva, a whole city was turned around.
现在你整个苏格兰转过来了。
Now the whole country of Scotland was turned around.
就是规模来说。
So in terms of scope or territory scale,
你看见当然苏格兰，你看神的工作，苏格兰是更大更大的。
And of course, the work in Scotland was greater.
那么到了苏格兰以后
，and after now after this,
等到整个苏格兰转向神的福音的时候
，and when the whole land turned to the gospel,
那么这个时候你看见说，现在你要怎么把教会建造起来
？Now the question is how should the church be built up?
那么很自然的。
And very naturally,
John Knox 在日内瓦看见了那些图画。现在你看，就把那个模型就搬到苏格兰去。
And John Knox want to transfer whatever he saw in Geneva to Scotland.
在日内瓦是长老智慧。
Now in Geneva, you have the Presbyterian.
所以现在你看见整个苏格兰的教会是长老制度。
And now the church government.For the church in Scotland is also based on the Presbyterians.
所以我们讲的苏格兰教会 Church of Scotland 事实上是指着长老会来说。
And so the Church of Scotland is really speaking of the Presbyterians.
那不要忘记，这个表示说是以日内瓦来做榜样的。
And this took Geneva as their example.
那这是苏格兰的情形。
Now that was the condition in Scotland.
那么英格兰这些人回去怎么办呢？
Now how aboutthose from England.
他看见教会里面那些腐败的情形，仍旧是从前巴比伦的东西都在的。
And when they see all the corruption that remained from Babylon,
结果这些人说，我们要在这里面做得胜者。
And they said they want to be the overcomer in that condition.
所以他们告诉自己说。
And so they said to themselves,
虽然教会充满了偶像。
Even though the church was filled with idols,
虽然教会里面许多巴比伦的东西。
And even though Babylon, There's so much from Babylon.
但是我们要留在教会里面。
But we want to remain in the church.
我们要在里面做改革的工作。
And we want to bring a change from within.
我们求主把整个的局面把它转过来。
And we ask the Lord to turn things around.
那个时候英国有议会制度的，有国会制度，议会制度的。
And at the time, England already had the parliament.
所以英国有议会制度的缘故。
And because of this.
所以他们就鼓励所有的这个清教徒，所有的这些基督徒。
And so they encourage all the Christians
就是去参加政治
to participate in politics.
那么如果有一天这个议会的人变得多数的时候
，And one day, if these Christians, become a majority in the parliament.
那么这个时候就可以把整个的情绪转过来了。
Then we can turn things around.
所以你看见他们觉得，我们希望能把教会把它纯洁化了。
And so they want to purify the church.
所以这一班人就称作清教徒。
And this group of people were called the Puritans.
那清教徒是怎么一般的人呢？
Now what kind of people are they?
清教徒是看见神旨意的一般人。
This were a group of people who saw God's will.
那么他们希望留在 Church of England, 希望能把整个 Church of England 把它换过来转过来的。
They want to remain in the Church of England, but turn things around from within.
那这是清教徒所他们所要做的工作。
That was their vision.
那么就是信仰来说。
Now, as far as faith is concerned,
就是真理来说。
As far as doctrinal truth are concerned,
他们完全得到日内瓦的帮助的。
They received help from Geneva.
但是现在他们希望留在英国国家教会里面，叫整个英国国家教会能够纯净化了，把所有的偶像和所有巴比伦通通把它丢出去。
And they want to remain in the Anglican Church so that all these things from Babylon can be purged.
用神的话来唤醒人的良心。
And they want to wake people up with God's word.
用他们的话，这个当然是属灵的。
And this is spiritual.
但人的办法又加进去，这是我刚才所说的。
But you do find man's way.
你要等多少年，然后那个议会上的人是多数的时候，那么整个的局面就转过来了。
And how many years do you have to wait until the Puritans have a majority in the House of Parliament?
你看，心向着主是对的。
You see, their heart toward the Lord was right.
但是方法还是他们的方法。
But the method was from man.
神的方法永远用他的话，永远用圣灵。
You see, God's method is always by His Spirit.
神离开他的话和他的圣灵，没有第二个方法。
And apart from His Word and from the Holy Spirit, God has no other way.
但如果呢，在地上的话
，But on earth,
如果我们是 political being, 如果我们是政治性的一个人物的话
，And if we are politically
如果我们个政治性动向的话，你很自然想的还有一个办法。
And naturally, you think of another way.
那个办法就是说，等到有一天，如果整个的局面换了，那么现在这个就好了，神的旨意就可以达到。
And that is one day, if we should have a majority in the parliament, we can change things.
那么这些 Puritan 他们主要做些什么呢
？So what were the main things that the Puritans did?
他们消极的希望把所有巴比伦东西统统把它去掉。
Negatively, they wanted to remove everything from Babylon.
比方说，他们不要那些圣职的人穿从前那些制服，他们觉得不可以。
Or from the Roman Church, first of all, the priestly vestments, they want to get rid of that.
Clerical
vestments.
Dress, 这些 dress, 他们统统要把它去掉的。
They want to remove all of that.
还有呢，他们说从此以后我们薄饼。这个薄饼的时候，我们不是跪着薄饼。
And then they also say we don't have to kneel when we come to the Lord's table.
因为跪着薄饼就表示这个饼和杯已经变成基督的身体跟基督的血了。
Because when we kneel, it means that the bread and the cup has transubstantiated into the flesh and blood.
所以他们觉得，如果我们按照圣经真理来实行的。
And so if they were to act according to truth.
你看，我们不能再跪着领圣餐了，这是不合乎圣经的。
It is unbiblical to kneel and take the bread and the cup.
还有呢，他们不赞成仍旧有结婚的聚会。
And they opposed.Wedding
ceremony. 因为在罗马教的时候，他们认为说结婚的这个聚会就好像受浸跟薄饼一样的重要。
Because in Roman Catholicism, wedding ceremony is as important as baptism.
但在圣经里面只有两样东西是神所设立的，我们的主所设立。
In the scripture, there were only two sacraments that were.Established by the Lord.
一个是他的晚餐，一个主的晚餐，还有一个就是受浸。
One is the Lord's Supper, the other is water baptism.
所以，如果你在教会里面仍旧主持婚礼的话
，and hence if you were to hold a wedding ceremony,
而且需要这些圣职的人来主持这些婚礼的话
，and that you need a clerical class to chair the ceremony.
你无形之中是把人带回到从前去。
And unconsciously, what you are doing is bringing people back to Babylon.
那么还有一点就是说，他们受浸的时候要不能要画十字架，画十字架。
And the other thing is, when they were baptized, they have to mark out the cross.
这个是迷信的代表。
That was the crucifix was a symbol of superstition.
所以不是就是这个。画十字
The whatever.
所以你知道这些东西都是巴比伦的东西。
And all that was from Babylon.
但是你知道，因为他们不会忘记日内瓦。
But because they never forgot Geneva.
这些只是负面的东西。
So these were negative things.
你问他们这是巴比伦，那么耶路撒冷是什么？
And they know what is Babylon, but you ask them what is Jerusalem.
那么他们的回答是耶路撒冷就是日内瓦。
And their answer would be, well, Jerusalem is
Geneva. 那么什么是日内瓦呢？
So what is Geneva?
日内瓦是长老在那里治理教会。
Geneva, you have church government by the elders or
presbyters. 但是英国的圣公会，或者圣公会就是国家，就是安利甘教会了。 那么这个英国的这个圣公会是主教制度。
Now, the Anglican church, however, was ruled by the bishop.
所以呢，现在他们觉得这是不合乎圣经的。
And they felt that this was not according to scripture.
如果我们要回到圣经里面的话，
And if we were to return to the scripture,
日内瓦是对的，
Geneva is the right thing,
伦敦是不对的，
London is wrong.
所以怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
所以他们说有一天我们巴不得教会能都像日内瓦一样。
And they said one day we hope the church would be just like that in Geneva.
那这样的话，整个英国的国家可以是个教会，不要紧。
And so even the whole country become the church, that's fine.
就像苏格兰有个教会一样，这不要紧。
And just like Scotland, that's great.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这个他们觉得没有难处。
And so to them, they see no difficulty.
但他们的难处觉得你一定要按照圣经来做才可以。
But their strong point was that you have to be scriptural based.
明明是叫长老来治理教会的。
And the scripture clearly teaches government by elders.
所以最后应该把整个英国国家教会变成完全长老制度。
And so they want to turn the whole Anglican church into a Presbyterian church.
那我提醒弟兄姊妹。
Now let me remind you.
这些弟兄姊妹都是很爱主的。
This group of brothers and sisters, they truly love the Lord. And they felt that they've received the truth through difficulty. And they try to keep that truth by their blood. And they would rather die than to lose.
他们巴不得，他们觉得照着日内瓦做，就是照着圣经来做。
And their feeling was, if they were to follow Geneva's example, they would be following scripture.
因为他们没有看见比这个更多的。
Because they have not seen anything beyond.
所以在他们的感觉里面。
And so in their sentiment.
你只要照着日内瓦做，就是照着圣经来做。
And to follow the example of Geneva is to follow scripture.
那现在神能够在英国来做。
And God began to do this work in England. And of course they prayed. And their testimony was good. And they had God's word. And they had the dream. And with that they encouraged all Puritans or Christians to participate in politics.
希望有朝一日, 那么结果整个的, 一 Parliament 整个国会的这个人数会转扭转过来
，so that one day Parliament will come under their control.
所以这是他们的梦，希望有一天能够实现。
And so that was their dream.
这是一般的人，可以是大部分的人。
And that represent the majority.
这些人呢，我们称他做清教徒。
And they were called the Puritans.
为什么是清教徒呢？
Why?
他们是留在国家教会里面，要洁净整个教会。
They remain in the Anglican Church to purge the church.
这是他们的雄心。
That was their ambition.
但是还有一般人。
Now there were another group of people.
他们是同样的信仰。
And they had the same faith.
他们都是跟随加尔文的人。
And they also received the teaching from Calvin.
他们就一直得救，永远得救。
They believe in eternal
eternal salvation. 神在创立世间已经拣选了我们。
And God chose them from before the foundation of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，一切就现在讲的 sovereignty of God， 讲的神的主宰的。
And now they begin to talk about the sovereignty of God.
那这些人完完全全相信的。
And they fully believed in all of that.
但是他们觉得不可能在国家的教会里，国家教会不可能改变。
But they felt that it was impossible to change the Anglican Church.
其实从圣经角度，他们反而是对的。
And from the scriptural point of view, they were right.
你看见这个几乎是很困难。
You see, it was very difficult.
所以他们觉得我们应该分别出来。
And they felt that They need to be separated.
所以这就是教会历史里面 dissenters， 就是所谓的异议者。
And these were the dissenters.
他们离开了国家的教会。
And they left the Anglican
Church. 他们愿意遵守神的旨意。
And they wanted to keep God's will.
他们不相信长老制度。
Now they didn't believe in the presbyter.
不是不像不像这个苏格兰一样，也不像日内瓦一样。
And it was not like Geneva, neither Scotland.
所以他们就觉得每一个地方的教会应该起来负责任。
And they felt that every local assembly should take responsibility of.
而且每一个地方的教会不可能管到另外一个地方的教会。
And that one assembly has no sovereignty over another.
每一个地方的教会都是向神单独负责的。
And every assembly is responsible to the Lord directly.
弟兄姊妹，这些人后来我们称他做 congregationalist， 就是公理中的人。
And this group of people later became the congregationalist.
或者叫做 independents，
or the independents.
独立教会。那不管是独立教会或者是公理中的人
Now whether they were the congregationalists or the independents
他们对于英国国家教会没有抱着希望
And they had no hope for the church
他们完全从里面分别出来
And they wanted to be separate
那当然你要付很大代价
Now of course you have to pay a price
你的儿女不可能读牛津大学
And your children would not be able to attend Oxford
每一个父母都希望儿女有一天能有一朝一日能读牛津大学
Every parentwanted their children to go to Oxford.
其实我们知道埃以撒华兹他有机会能进牛津大学。
We know Isaac Watts had the opportunity to attend Oxford.
他们认知到他的才华。
And his talents were discovered.
他们说那我们保送你到牛津。
And he was offered to go straight to Oxford.
但是将来你要留在国家教会里来服侍神才可以。
But you need to be ordained later to serve in the Anglican Church.
按理你没有资格进牛津大学。
And normally speaking, you could not enter into that school.
那是属于国家教会的。
Because that belongs to the Anglican Church.
但是因为你特别，我们让你。
But because you are so gifted, we can allow this to happen.
有一个条件。
But there's a condition.
以后你一定在这国家教会里面服侍主才可以。
Later, you have to serve the Lord in the Anglican Church.
结果你看见以撒华兹是个跟随真理的人。
But Isaac Watts was a man of conviction.
所以我们说这些人就是所谓公理中的人。你看你这个就是所谓的 dissenters， 或者叫做分离主义的人 ，separatist 就是分离主义的一般的。
And so he was one of those called the dissenters.
所以你读这个。教会历史的时候
，and so when you read church history，
讲到 dissenters，
when you read dissenters，
或者 separatists，
or the separatists，
就是分离主义的，那这些通通是指着仍旧是加尔文跟随的人
，and they still follow the teaching of Calvin，
他们觉得巴比伦没有希望
，and they felt that Babylon has no hope，
我们应当分别出来
，and we need to come out of Babylon，
从前罗马怎样是巴比伦
，and how Rome。Was Babylon before.
现在英国国家教会对他们来讲也变成巴比伦。
Now the Anglican Church to them is also Babylon.
所以唯一的路乃是分别出来。
So the only way is to come out.
所以这一班弟兄们
，and so this group of brothers
就成后来我们这就成为成为什么呢？就成为公理中的这一班人。
And later they became the
congregationalists. 所以现在你看见吗？有全世界的教会，就是罗马的教会。
And so now you see that there's this Catholic Church.
这是全世界的。
And it's universal.
Global.
Global.
那么然后呢？然后现在呢？你有一个国家一个国家的教会。
Now you also have national churches.
像英国的安英格兰教会。
Like the Anglican Church.
像后来的苏格兰教会。
Like the Church in Scotland.
你看是一个国家一个国家的。
And now they are national.
在德国是路德会。
In Germany, it's Lutheran.
在荷兰是信义会。
In Holland, it is the Bap.
信义会。
Methodist.
Reform.
Reform churches.
所以你看，你会发现说，慢慢的，你看见一面有世界的教会 ，the world.
And so, you, on the one hand, you have this global church.
还有呢，一个国家一个国家的教会。
And you also have the national churches.
那些有私立的教会或者独立的教会。
And now you also have the independents.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？光是到了马丁路德起来以后一百年，你看教会的情形，就是外面来说很清楚的是，这个三个不同的一个形式。
And so even within 100 years after Luther's Reformation, you find that the church has these three conditions.
那么现在呢，我们继续看下去。那么这留在英国的那些清教徒，他们的梦有没有实现呢？
Going forward, now did the dream of the Puritans come to fruition?
他们的梦终于实现了。
Indeed, their dream came true.
他们一共等了80年，终于那天等到了。
They waited for 80 years.
你看，这点实在我们要佩服他们。
And truly, we admire their patience.
他们真的是很向主忠心的，你看见吗？
They truly were faithful to the Lord.
到了1640年的时候
，In 1640,
就在那一次投票里面，在议会里面，他们占了大多数。
And they had the majority vote in the House of Parliament.
那现在皇帝必须要听这个话才可以。
And now the king had to comply.
结果那个时候的皇帝就是不肯听，就不愿意这样做。
Unfortunately, the king was reluctant to comply.
所以两年以后，他就兴起了内战来。
And 2 years later, he brought about a civil war.
他有了一些 excuse， 找了一些借口，然后就兴起了内战。
And he used some excuse.To bring about a civil war.
那个皇帝叫查理，所以有的是跟着查理皇帝的。
And that king was Charles.
还有的就是跟随这些议会的人。
And he had followers.
那跟随议会的人都是清教徒。
And those who followed the parliament were Puritans.
那跟随皇帝都是贵族们。
And the aristocrats followed King Charles.
结果你看最后呢，怎么办呢？就兴起内战来了。
And in the end.They had a civil war.
那么为着真理的缘故。
Now for truth.
那这些弟兄姊妹忘记了山上的教训。
And they have forgotten the Sermon on the Mount.
他们为着因为皇帝要兴起内战，结果他们起来保护他们自己。
And because the king declared war on them, they took up arms to protect themselves.
结果就开始了打内战就打起来了。
And civil war began.
当然，皇帝的军队都是。这个配备军锐的，他们都是骑兵。
Of course, the king's army made up of cavaliers.
他们个个都是骑兵，个个都是骑兵。
And they were all horsemen.
我们看过古时候的照片，那个时候他们都是头发上面男的头发都是梳的卷卷卷卷的那种。
And at the time, the male had curly hairs.
就像 Franklin 那个图。
like the Benjamin Franklin's hair.
所以他们的军队啊，这个出去的时候，骑兵啊，每个都很漂漂亮亮的，很威武的这样出去。
And so when these cavaliers or knights go out, it's beautiful.
那么这清教徒呢，都是在店里面做伙计的，还有就是做农夫的这些人，他们也去打仗去的。
But the Puritans, they were the shopkeepers, the peasants.
那他们呢，没有这种头发，结果他们都是包在一起的，所以远远看过去，头的样子都看得很清楚。
And they don't have that hair.
Yeah, 所以源头这个头的样子都看得很清楚。
And so, their head is just, you know, the shape.
所以他们叫这帮人叫做 round head, 叫做圆头。
Okay. And because of that, they were called the round head.
那么这些圆头呢，就和那些漂漂亮亮的这个。就是那种头发的，那么就打起来了。
And so the round heads went to war with these well-dressed.
按道理来讲啊，根本不是皇帝的对手的。
And so they were no match for the king's army.
但是很稀奇。
But strangely,
结果有21,000个清教徒。
About 21,000 Puritans.
他们在一个农夫的带领底下。
They were under the leadership of one peasant.
那个农夫的名字叫做 Oliver Cromwell， 这是很有名的一个名字。
And that peasant.Was Oliver Cromwell?
这 Oliver Cromwell 不过是个农夫。
Now he was but a peasant.
但他也是个清教徒。
And he was a Puritan.
那么结果呢？当他这个把军队组织起来的时候
，And when he organized his army,
他要每一个打仗的人都是典型的清教徒。
And he wanted everyone on his army to be a devout Puritan.
必须大大发向主发热心的。
And that they were to the Lord
敬畏神的。
They were fervent to the Lord.
当然到前线，他们是唱着诗篇到前线去。
Fearing God, and they were going on the front line. They were singing hymns.
结果没有想到，神让他们打了胜仗。
And God gave them the victory.
而且他们每次打仗的时候，打仗不打仗的时候，就是读圣经或者祷告或者唱诗歌。
And when they're not fighting, they were either reading the scripture or singing hymns.
那最后弟兄姊妹，你看见果然皇帝被推翻掉了。
And indeed, the king was overthrown.
那么到了1963年的时候，那个时候这些他们就开了在威斯敏，在这个威斯敏 Westminster， 他们就开了个大会。
And in 1643, they had a huge conference at Westminster.
那就把他们的这个就把他们的信条就列出来了。
And they listed, their faith.
那这些都是清教徒们在那列的。
And the Puritans were the ones that come up with.
所以这个就代表了清教徒的信仰。
The doctrinal doctrines and.
他们对于圣经的认识。
That was the belief of the Puritans understanding.
所以他们把它一条一条写下来，一共写了39条。
Now they wrote out 39 doctrines.
所以从此以后，大家都知道说，我们的信仰乃是这样的信仰。
And from that time on, their faith or their beliefs.Were known.
所以以后不要忘记，讲到清教徒的信仰，讲到 Reformed theology 的时候，乃是根据这个来说的。
And so later, if we are to refer to their Reformed theology, we're referring to this.
因为这个就是他们对于圣经的解释。
That was their understanding or explanation of the scripture.
他们花了好长的一段时间，他们终于把这个信仰的告白 confession 叫做 Westminster Confession， 那么终于把它写下来。
And this list, the Westminster Confession, they took a long time. They completed it.
所以那个时候有一段时间是军事的独裁。
Now at that time, for a period of time.It was under military rule.
因为皇帝被推翻了。
Because the king was overthrown.
那谁是独裁者呢？就是 Oliver Cromwell.
Now the dictator was Oliver Cromwell.
现在英国的天下乃是清教徒的天下。
And now England is land of Puritans.
现在每一个人，不管你得救不得救。
Now whether you are saved or not.
清教徒怎么不抽烟不喝酒，你也照样不抽烟不喝酒。
And how the Puritans lived, you will have to live the same way.
那清教徒怎样过日子，你也怎样过日子。
How the Puritans would not smoke or drink, that's how you have to live.
所以这个就过了，从1942后来一直到1642一直到1660。那么我们知道，这个时候那个 Cromwell 的儿子实在继承不下去。
And that's how it was from 1642 to 1660.But the successor to Oliver, he could not hold the kingdom together.
那些没有相信的人被这些清教徒的这个规矩把他管得他们受不了。
And the populace could not stand this law by the Puritans anymore.
所以他们还是回到从前去。
And they want to go back.
所以你看见吗？这个不过是一段很短很短，像昙花一现一样。
And so, that period of time by the Puritans came and gone just like that.
那但是后来呢？你看，又是英国的国家教。
And after this, you find the Anglican Church again.
所以那个不过昙花一现，还是回来了。所以你看，整个在那一段时间里面，你看整个英国国家教会是长老制度。
And during that time, you find the Church of England returned to Presbyterian.
那么跟整个国家的法令就像日内瓦一样。
And
整个国家的法令就像日内瓦的法令一样。
And the laws of the country was just like Geneva.
礼拜天不可以做生意的。
I'm sorry, that was during the time of Puritans. On Sunday, you can't do business.
这个和我们当初在美国是完全一样的。
And it was the same in America.
你知道美国当初是谁？所谓五月花号，这些人跑到美国来。
You know who were the people?On Mayflower that came to this country.
1620年五月花号来的那一班人就是所谓的 separatist， 就是所谓的 dissenter 异议者那一班人。
And the people that came in 1620 on Mayflower, they were the dissenters.
1629年来的那些是清教徒。
And 1629, that group were the Puritans.
来到了 Massachusetts， 来到麻省那地方都是两批的人。
And so two groups of people arrived at Massachusetts.
然后你记得这个国家就是根据清教徒对于圣经的认识，就把这个国家建立起来。
And that's how the colonies were formed based on the faith of the Puritans.
所以我们可以日内瓦有好几个试验的场合。
And so there were many places. where the Geneva experiment were carried out.
一个是日内瓦。
One of course is Geneva.
一个是苏格兰。
One is in Scotland.
一个曾经一度在英国只实现了几年就过去。
And the other in England for a short period of time.
那最后成功的是在美国。
And of course, later, the successful experiment was carried out in America. 所以
我们一定要懂得这个整个背后的故事。
And so we have to understand the whole story.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So brothers and sisters,
在这里很清楚的有一班人就是清教徒背书兴起来。
We see that God indeed raised up this group of Puritans.
神借着他们持守了一些圣经的真理。
And God, through them, some biblical truth were held.
他们也做了一些梦，那个梦没有实现，不过昙花一现就是。
And they had a dream, it only appeared for a moment.
你看见圣经的原则永远是圣经的原则。
You see, scriptural principles are always the same.
那不弟兄姊妹，这给我们看见说，的确有一班人。
And so we see indeed this group of people.
他们要持守这个神所给他们的。
They want to hold fast to what God gave them.
他们用人的办法。
However, they use men's methods.
他们甚于打仗也可以。
They can go to battle if they have.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我们就学了一些功课。
And so from here we learn some lessons.
你看见在属灵的事情上。
You see that in spiritual matters.
目标必须是基督。
The goal, of course, is Christ.
达到目标的方法也必须是基督。
The means to the end also has to be Christ.
所以如从圣经的眼光来看。
So if we are to look from the scriptures.
你看这里很明显有神的工作。
You see, clearly, there is a work of God.
但是很明显有肉体的工作。
Clearly, also, there's the work of the flesh.
你看人怎样用肉体的办法要成全神的旨意。
Sometimes men want to fulfill God's work through the
flesh. 结果最后神让我们学的功课还是一样。
And in the end, the lesson is the same.
我们以为我们能，结果我们还是不能。
And we learn that we are unable.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
你看见说现在你看见在当初十字军所做的事
，and the things that were done by the crusaders，
现在清教徒身上也做。
Now the Puritans did the same。
十字军那一段的历史是基督徒羞耻的历史。
Now the crusaders was a shameful history。
虽然他们的目标是为了把耶路撒冷拿下来
，even though their goal was to take back Jerusalem.
但是他们不知道流了多少人的血。
But they shed much blood, innocent blood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
清教徒是一帮爱主的弟兄姊妹。
The Puritans were a group that loved the Lord.
但是他们没有感觉的。
But yet somehow they didn't.
这些人觉得是为基督在那儿打美好的胜仗。
They felt that they can go into battle for the Lord.
所以你看见他们一面打仗，一面还唱诗歌，一面还可以祷告。
And so they could fight, they could sing, they could read the scripture.
所以这个基督教国家这个观念慢慢在他们身上就形成了。
And Christianity as a national faith was.
所以不要忘记，在罗马教的时候，使教会世界化。
You see, in the Roman Church, the church became worldly.
在日内瓦的时候，是世界教会化。
And in Geneva, the world became Christianized.
你看，你世界和教会都没有分开。
In either way, the world and the church are intermingled.
世界可以打仗。
The world can fight.
国家可以打仗。
A nation can fight.
国家为着保护他的百姓可以打仗。
A nation indeed can fight to protect its citizens.
这是世界。
This is world government.
什么时候你是教会？
But when the church
没有流血这件事情。
There should never be bloodshed.
所以什么时候有流血了？
Whenever there is bloodshed.
什么时候一手圣经一手可以拿枪？
Whenever you have the scripture and the sword in one hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。让我们记得，这个已经是世界了。
Let us realize that you have here the world.
这个暑假我们到过马耳他去。
This past summer we went to
Malta.
Malta.
我们叫马耳他，对于欧洲有很大的贡献。
Now we know this place has a great deal of contribution to Europe.
如果没有马耳他的话，我们知道今天整个的西欧完全被回教席卷去了。
Without Malta, the whole Europe would come under the Mohammedans.
所以整个的欧洲感激马耳他。
And so the whole Europe, they owe Malta.
你如果到马耳他去参观的话
And if you were to visit,
你看每一个城一进去，一定是个天母堂，一定是个圣母堂，一定是圣玛利亚堂。
And if you go into each village, you will surely find a cathedral dedicated to Saint Mary.
那然后呢？最有意思的，在圣母堂的前面有两尊大炮的。
And what's so interesting is before every cathedral there are two cannons.
所以我就叫我的孩子把照片把它照下来。
And so I told my kids to take a picture.
这是很稀奇的图画。
Now this is a very interesting picture.
一面你看见是圣母堂，另一面呢，你看有两尊大炮在那里。
And so on the one hand you have the Saint Mary's Cathedral, on the other you have two cannons.
这个叫我们想起十字军的。
And this reminds us of the Crusaders.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
十字军对和不对呢？
Was the Crusaders right?
你要问说那是教会呢还是世界
？You are asking, is that the church or the world?
你要忘不要忘记教会曾经变成世界
？But don't forget that the church was once heathenized.
神怎样用波斯的古列将军把以色列人带回来
？And how God used Darius to bring God's people back?
因为波斯帝国是世界的一部分，神可以用它。
And Persian.Persia was the world at the time.
当所谓的教会变成国家了，变成世界了，神也用他们。
And when the church became the world, God can still use.
所以神的确用马耳他保守了整个的西欧，否则今天的福音根本没有了。
And indeed, God protected Europe with Malta.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里你看得很清楚。
And so here we see clearly.
当教会世界和教会不能分开的时候。
And when the church, are not separated from the world.
你看见教会慢慢就开始死亡，就开始堕落。
And you find death began to spread in the church.
船可以在水里。
The boat can,
水不可以在船里。
Can float on water.Can be in the water, but water should never come into the boat.
教会可以在世界里，世界不能在教会里。
The church can be in the world, but the world should not be in the church.
当你读整个的故事的时候
，and when you read the whole story,
你看肉体不知不觉地爬到教会里面
，and you find the flesh, unknowingly crept in.
世界慢慢就进来了。
The world slowly crept in.
然后你看，你说基督徒也可以唱作，也可以唱作这些诗歌，可以到前线去。
And now you find Christians, they can sing hymns at the same time going to battle.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就解释为什么那个生命慢慢就漏掉。
And this is how we explain the drainage of divine life from the church.
结果你看见过了一百年以后。
And so, about 100 years later,
结果你再来看教会的光景的时候
and when you turn back to see the condition of the church,
为什么生命都漏光了
and you ask the question, how come life is not present any longer?
人的热心能叫生命漏光
Can man's enthusiasm bring life?
这不是说这里没有圣灵的工作，我再说
Now, I'm not saying there was no work of the Holy Spirit at all.
必须做更深的工作才
But the cross needs to do its further work.
这些工作都是非常动人的，故事都是非常动人的。
Now, even though these stories are truly moving.
但是你从圣经的原则来看的话
But from scriptural principle.
你觉得教会怎么变成世界
You marvel how the church can become worldly.
十字军你懂，因为根本的就是世界。
And we can understand the Crusaders because that is the world.
当这个英国内战打起来的时候，你就不懂了。
But when civil war broke out in England, we couldn't understand.
这些应该明白圣经真理的人。
Because this group who should have understood the scripture.
但是另外一帮弟兄姊妹，如果没有他们的话。
However, on the other hand, if it were not for them,
老早人就被掳回巴比伦去。
And you find that people would have been taken back to Babylon.
如果没有他们的话
，without them，
如果不是他们英勇打仗的话
，without their bravery to go into battle，
那你看那个逼迫是越来越厉害的。
You will find persecution to be stronger and stronger.
那你看你后来那个情形根本不堪设想的。
And the end result is would be unimaginable.
那不光如此。
Furthermore,
慢慢的，你看见这个福音的光就越来越暗淡了。
And in the end, the gospel, the light of the gospel would darken.
所以我们到了一个时候。
And so to a point in time.
就像以斯拉记所说。
And just like the time of Ezra.
你看见说，慢慢的工就停下来了。
And slowly the work stopped.
那这个大概是这个马丁路德起来和100到150年中间的光景。
And so this happened.Between 100 to 150 years after Martin Luther.
而这里面，你看有一些人是神的确所兴起。
And in among this this group of people, many are truly raised by the Lord.
他们有的用他们的方法。
And indeed, some of them use their own methods.
结果也没有达到他们的永远的目的。
Unfortunately, did not achieve the end goal.
所以圣灵必须做工匠做下去。
And so the Holy Spirit must move forward.
神的确使用了清教徒。
God truly used the Puritans.
弟兄姊妹，没有清教徒，没有今天的美国。
And without the Puritans, we won't have America of today.
美国今天所以强大。
The reason that America is strong today.
它的确是根据圣经的价值在那里建立国度。
The nation was established or was founded on biblical values.
这个梦是加尔文的梦。
That was the dream of Calvin.
加尔文在日内瓦做的梦在美国实现了。
The dream of Calvin in Geneva came true in America.
在苏格兰也实现了。
Same thing happened in Scotland.
但现在我们要问，这个梦是不是完全照着圣经的梦？
We want to ask now whether this dream is entirely according to scripture.
不错，需要世界教会世界化了，这不合乎圣经。
True, though church heathenized is definitely not.
那么世界教会化了，是不是合乎圣经呢
？Biblical, but if the world is Christianized, is that according to scripture?
你看见神要兴起另外一班人吗？
And you find that God is raising up another group of people.
借着他们回到圣经的面前。
And through them, they came back to the scripture.
给我们看见说。
And we see
马丁路德、加尔文，他们实在看见许多。
And we learn from them that indeed Martin Luther and Calvin they saw a great deal of life.
但他们没有看见全部。
But they didn't see the whole life.
有一些他们好像没有看见。
And some things were blind to them.
他们有几个盲点，他们根本看不见。
And they had some blind spots.
结果你看见神兴起了另外一班人。
And God raised up another group of people.
你看见他们也是有他们的血。
And they also spilled their blood.
用他们的性命。
And spend their lives.
叫我们的眼睛能够开启。
In order to open our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们讲的这段故事的时候
，And so as we recount these stories,
你看见这里面都是有血，也都是有泪。
You find that you find here tears and
blood. 他们为了主都是经过了许多的苦难。
And they've gone through much suffering for the
Lord. 但是他们像每一个人一样，都是有软弱，都是会失败。
And they are weak like everybody else.
所以当你读教会历史的时候
，And so when you read church history,
你看得很清楚。
You see rather clearly.
一面有圣灵的工作
，That on the one hand you have the work of the Holy Spirit.
有肉体的工作
，And on the other hand you have the work of the flesh.
那么到底我们应该怎样来看加尔文所做的梦呢
？How should we decipher the dream of Calvin?
我们需要用圣经的光来照亮我们。
We need light from Scripture.
而我们所以看见这些光
，And the reason we can see this light
是因为有一班的弟兄们
，It's because there was a group of
Christians. 他们把他们的血当作种子种在地底下
，And their blood were like seed.
结果开花结果了
，And began to grow and bear fruit.
我们没有流血，我们没有寻道。
Now we didn't spill any of our blood.
今天我们能看见他们所看见
，But we can see what they have seen.
原来就是神在他的话语里面所启示的
，And what they saw.Was in God's word.
他们可以看见马丁路德没有看见。
And they saw what Martin Luther did not see.
他们可以看见加尔文所没有看见。
They saw what Calvin did not see.
圣灵永远走在我们的前面。
And the Holy Spirit is always leading.
如果你跟随圣灵的话
，And if we are following him,
只有圣灵能把我们带到完全的地方。
Only the Holy Spirit can bring us to perfection.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个故事还没有讲完。
And so the story has not ended yet.
所以明天下午我们四点钟再继续。
And tomorrow at 4 we'll continue.
我们要来看圣灵到底怎么样来做这个工作。
And we want to see how the Holy Spirit will move forward.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
把这些话交在你的手中。
And we commit these words into your hands.
但愿圣灵做翻译的工作。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit do the work of explaining.
让我们心思能够明白。
So that we can understand.
我们灵里也得到启示。
And that our spirit may receive revelation.
从这些的教会的历史，我们能得到教训。
So that we can learn lessons from church history.
我们应当知道怎样来跟随你。
We learn how we ought to follow you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听我们的祷告。
For hearing our prayer.
如果你愿意，明天还把我们带回来。
Lord, if you're willing, bring us back tomorrow.
让我们在你面前有更深的追求。
So that we can continue to learn.
靠耶稣基督。
In your lovely name, we ask. Amen.